Now, household waste on the agenda this morning again. How much of it do you recycle? New figures released from the Department of the Environment would suggest we are not doing enough. For the first time since 2009, household and composting rates have failed to show any increase, with the rate remaining below 46%. The journalist Malachy O'Doherty with us this morning. We're still trying to get Councillor Jim Rogers. We're not having much luck on the phones this morning. Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning.
So I hope you're a diligent disposer of waste.
Well, actually, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Are you not a good citizen?
Well, I have said for many, many years now that the last thing I think about when I get up in the morning is dirt.
Right, okay.
And the last thing I think about when I'm going to bed at night is dirt. And the last thing I think about in the middle of the day is getting up and washing dopey milk bottles or whatever there is that they want us to wash.
Do you not marvel at the fact that the rest of us are good citizens?
Do we not pay our rates so that our rubbish will be processed?
Well, that's how it used to be, but now essentially we're all voluntary workers for the council.
Oh, it's not voluntary, but being forced to do it.
Okay, fair enough, but we all do it. We do it in so many different ways. I mean, if you come here to leafy South Belfast, you'll find that we all now have big plastic boxes in our kitchens. Three of them, well, one big black one, one big red one. And then we've got the little brown box with a green bag in it.
Is this not insanity? Is this not insanity? Big plastic boxes in your kitchens.
Yeah, that's right. And up in North Belfast, talking to Vinny there, you have to give up your backyard to I think, three different wheelie bins.
Come on, Malachy, seriously.
If you want a shed in your garden, you can't have it because that space is all taken up by the council.
Is it not going too far?
Well, personally, you know, one of the surprises of my life is that people are so compliant. You know, essentially, I was born into a rebellious generation that would never have believed, for instance, that if you just legislated that people couldn't smoke in pubs, that people would immediately stop smoking in pubs. But they do. And, you know, if you tell people that you have to separate the newspapers from the cans and the organic waste from the non-organic waste, and you have to have a box for this, and you put your batteries in this, and if you're throwing out an orange carton, you have to cut off the plastic top. And, you know, people would have, you know, my father never dreamed of such a world, you know. No more than he dreamed of us going to Mars. But there we are, we're in it, and we all do it.
Jim Rogers is with us now. You know the recycler, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, very much so.
I thought you would be.
No, absolutely. Now, it is disappointing that we haven't made great progress from 2009, but prior to that, things were going relatively well. I think the biggest problem is there's too many bins, there's too many boxes. If you go to one council area, they're using one colour for certain types of recycling. You go to another, they're using it for something entirely different. Now, with the 11 councils coming into force on the 1st of April this year, I would hope there could be more joined up thinking in Northern Ireland, because some councils are well advanced, others are not. But more and more people are saying, I mean, particularly older people, despite all the leaflets that councils send out, they're absolutely confused. Some young people have a couldn't care less attitude. And I emphasise some young people. Others are absolutely brilliant. They are really into this thing.
Do you know, Jim, I would hate to be a frail old man, which I will be someday, having to carry all these boxes out into the street.
You know, Malachy, you're so right. And we have raised this within Belfast City Council. It is extremely difficult, but there's arrangements that can be made for assisted lifts, and we do this even with the large bins. But you're dead right, and that's an issue that many of us on the council have been saying for some considerable time.
And another problem, if I was if I was moving into this area or into another area of Northern Ireland or Belfast, you know, buying a house, for instance, or if I was just somebody coming to live and work here, I would need to have the whole system explained to me. I mean, I'm sure people move into the street near me as neighbours, and they look at all these boxes and they wonder what they're for, you know, and or they'll take their Tesco carrier bag and they'll put it in their recycling wee box, you know, to put the rubbish into that, and not realise that they're committing an offence against ecology. You know, it's, you know, It is odd, you know, but I mean, we do it, and I suppose I was, you know, I think it's a surprise that people do this without protesting. But Stephen apparently is the one person who insists on not even washing his bean tins and not.
Well, I'm not the one. Presumably, I'm not the one person. I'm just saying that for all of these people that really, really seem to get off on it, all these people that really seem to get excited about it, Malachy, I can't understand it. Well, I can't understand what is interesting about dirt.
No, there's nothing interesting about it. There is nothing interesting about it, and it is amazing that people. I don't think it's, you know. We discussed whether this is voluntary or not. It's not voluntary. So, I mean, if you do get excited, we get excited about it because it was sold to us as a kind of moral religious crusade, as us exercising our responsibility to the planet. That's why we get excited, or some people get excited about it. They think that they're doing something good for nature, good for the planet. They don't realise that what they're doing is they're just saving the council a few holes in the ground down by the docks. So it's not about the planet, it's about a wee bit of landfill space.
Let's know what you think at home. 0845 955 678. Here's a Belfast caller, first call of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
No, I don't agree with I have to disagree with segregating all your bins, tins and all the bins.
Aye. Splitting it all up into different colours.
Yeah, and I don't, what? There's no jobs. You're doing people out of work.
That's right. We are now effectively all working for the council.
Bin men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, bin men. Tell the truth. Stephen,
what we have to bear in mind, we're part of Europe. We have targets to meet. If we don't meet them, we're going to face heavy fines, and that's going to result in higher rates. Now, I've been driving the whole rates issue in Belfast City Councils for several years. The last few years, it's been a 0% increase. I would like to see a -% increase, and that's going to be exceptionally hard to achieve. But if people don't work at this and discipline themselves in regards to recycling, it's going to rebound back on all of us by having to pay much higher rates, something that neither the domestic ratepayer or the commercial ratepayer wants to see happening.
And let's remember
Stephen, you need to discipline yourself. It's a bit like your weight problem.
I find it hard.
I know you do, but it's important. And I would appeal to people, despite the inconvenience, let's look at mainland Europe to see how some of those countries have achieved their targets. And we're lazy in Northern Ireland in many respects.
Jim,
and that
this has never been explained to us like this before. I have never heard this explained in these terms. I have always heard this explained as a kind of a green thing, you know, as ecological responsibility. And that is why so many young people are so very keen on this. That is why if you're slipping your anchovy tin into the wrong bin, you know, you get a dirty look from your wife, because you're letting people down. You know,
I agree with you, Malachy. Yeah. You are letting people down.
Yes, in a different way.
But young people today,
you are doing a good job today. I congratulate you because you are making this thing clear in the normal economic rational terms in which it has to be properly understood. You know,
one of the great things that's been happening now over the last number of years, our officers from the council, so the experts in recycling, have been getting into the schools from primary school right up to secondary. Telling the young people what this is all about. It's helping, and it's going to make them better citizens. And obviously, the rates should improve.
We hear that all the time, don't we? Rates should improve.
I think they will, but Stephen, playing your part. You're not playing your part. Malachy is. You're not.
But one of the reasons we're saving landfill space now is because we have incinerators burning the stuff.
We'll come back to calls on this in a minute or two, right? But just talking about rates, I'm reading an article here in the newsletter online, written by Sam McBride, when we're talking about rates, Jim. And Sam's written this article saying, Belfast City Council is considering using ratepayers' money to directly fund political parties to the tune of $175,000 a year. He says, in what would be an unprecedented move for a Northern Ireland council, money collected via the rates, which most people assume is used to pay for services such as bin collections, leisure facilities and the upkeep of parks, would be paid directly into political parties.
Well, Stephen,
do you support this?
Stephen, that's been on a discussion document. My part of the Ulster Unionists are totally opposed to that. A couple of parties.
Sam's saying Sinn Féin appear to be the strongest supporter of the proposal.
Yes, they are, because they want to employ staff, and they're already doing that on Belfast City Council, a bit like advisors that you have up at Stormont. We're totally against that.
Why?
For the simple reason, we don't think that ratepayers' money should be spent that way. If you want to employ somebody, you should be paying them out of your monies that you receive as a councillor.
But Councillor Jim McVeigh from Sinn Féin is quoted in Sam McBride's newsletter article, and he says we're in favour of it. He says that the Sinn Féin councillors do need some research support to manage the team. He highlighted the new councillors are taking additional responsibilities, such as control of planning applications, and he envisages the money being used to pay for research, admin support, policy advice. Let me know what you think at home about this as well. 0845 955 678.
Stephen, yeah. I pay people out of my own pocket willingly.
Well, you must have a few spare quid then.
If I need additional advice, and that's why the Ulster Unionist Party have made our position quite clear to the Chief Officers team at Belfast City Council that we're not prepared to go along with this scheme.
What do you make of it, Malachy?
Well, it worries me. I mean, on one hand, the City Council does pay for other things apart from bins and leisure centres. They make contributions, for instance, to arts bodies and so on. But the thing about political parties, if you're funding the political parties in place, I would worry that you'd be creating a system which would help in the entrenchment of those parties and help them to protect themselves from new political developments coming along. You know, if I want to start a political party, God forbid, you know, and get a few people around me and enter into the system, then I very much doubt there'll be much funding available at the start. And if other parties that one is contesting against are being shored up by grant money coming through from through council, then that would be the council, which is non-partisan and should be non-partisan, essentially. Well, aligning itself with a stronger party, de facto.
Let's get your views at home about this. So $175,000 a year is the proposal. This has not been voted upon yet, but this would be the proposal. £175,000.
It's not a proposal. It is mentioned in a particular document along with other figures.
Well, call it what you want, but it's in there. It's in a document. Call it what you want. Let's see what you think at home. 0845 955 678. Would you support each party getting $175,000 a year so that they can employ more advisors?